Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for taking the time to come on here in the summertime. So, obviously, we had the tragic story of two fatalities earlier in the week. And you talked about, and you went out of your way, and it was talked about how, you know, personal disputes, this was clearly a personal dispute over a dog, and how a majority of the 20 shooting deaths in Hartford this year have been personal disputes. And I'm just curious, like, aren't they sort of all like that? Like, what's so important about drawing that distinction in this situation?
Sure. I appreciate the chance to come on and the question. I think, you know, sure, anytime there's violence, it's rooted in some dispute. But the distinction is, you know, these are not examples of gang or group-related violence. These are not necessarily examples of violence that's tied to other criminal activity, like the narcotics trade.
Right.
We certainly still see that type of violence. I want to be very clear, and we work hard to battle it. But that type of violence, the more group or gang involved, tied to the narcotics, or, for example, arising from long-standing disputes or beefs or feuds,
right,
you know, stuff that you that's been brewing in a community for a long time and then sometimes, you know, manifests itself in violence, those types of challenges can be addressed in a different way, right? You can tackle those through some of the community partnerships that we've built, to work with our peace builders, our Compass peace builders, work with Hartford Communities of Care, Mothers United Against Violence, you know, our hospital-based violence intervention program, our work targeting gang and group activity through Project Longevity. What's distinct about the type of violence like we saw a few days ago is that it's not as susceptible to those kinds of interventions. It's just two people, it's just a few people who get in a fight, often over something small, and it rapidly escalates into violence. And that's a whole different type of challenge,
yeah,
because it happens with such speed and oftentimes without warning. And, you know, it goes from 0 to 100 in 0.2 seconds, with guns involved, it turns fatal.
Yeah.
So I think one point is just to make that distinction. It's a very different type of violence that requires a different type of intervention that I don't know that anybody in the country has the answer for. The other thing is, you know, I think it lays bare some deeper stuff that's happening in our society as a country. You know, this stuff is showing up not just in shootings. You're seeing it in road rage incidents. You're seeing it in, you know, on planes and interactions with, you know, with flight attendants. You're seeing it in so many different ways that there's just a stress or an anxiety or an anger that's simmering, you know, below the surface that, you know, folks are having a hard time keeping a lid on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're 100% right on that. I even tell, you know, my kids, like, when something happens in traffic and, you know, I think they think it'd be funny if you honk your horn or, you know, even, you know, flipping the bird or something, you never know who the other person is, what's going through their head, what they might have on their possession. You never know. I mean, we teach our children, like, you just don't know, so don't do anything like that because you have no idea. And I think it's true. I think we're just, I don't know what the screens that are down are, but we're just not as nice to each other. We're not as respectful of each other as and I'm not trying to be old school because you're younger than me and you see it too. And we don't have a lot of time, Mayor, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think this is one important question I want to ask you because for perspective.
Yeah. It,
you know, we know things heat up in the summer. The violence heats up. I mean, it's cyclical. But how are we, you in Hartford, relative, like year over year, or compared to years past? I mean, is it better? Is it worse? Is it more violent?
So this is one of the, I think, one of the reflections of the trend and the challenge that I'm talking about is that, you know, are the numbers of shooting incidents, you know, where there's a shooting with a victim involved, is in line with and lower than a number of recent years.
Really?
But homicides remain high. You know, we had a very devastatingly high year for homicides last year. And our homicides remain about the same this point in the year as last year. And, you know, one of the things I talked about the other day is that I think that's partly a reflection of the fact that so much of the violence we're seeing is this very personal close quarters violence, right? That, you know, you heard Lieutenant Boysvert talk about the fact that about half the homicides arose from some kind of a personal dispute like we're talking about, but a number of them happen inside of private homes. You know, I'm not talking about classic domestic violence, but between friends or between people who know each other very well and are in each other's homes. So I think that that's one of the things that's sort of driving that separation of the number of shooting incidents and the number of homicides. But I do want to say, you know, beyond all this, you know, our police officers are doing tremendous work. I mean, they're taking more illegal guns off the street than at any time on record. They continue to develop cases quickly, identify suspects, make arrests. I mean, I don't know that there's a better PD in the country when it comes to that kind of work. They're doing just tremendous work. And we're also, you know, to deal with the other types of violence that we talked about earlier, we've built unprecedented partnerships, and we put more resources and more time into building those community partnerships that get to the root of some of the long simmering disputes and some of the, you know, the group activity. And we're going to continue that work. But I think it's just important to highlight this because it's a troubling trend. It's not. I almost hesitate to say this because it doesn't matter in some sense, but it's not just here. I mean, I talk to mayors across the country, and people are seeing the same trend. And so that flags it as a national issue that we got to kind of try to get our arms around. And I think people are going to be studying what is driving that underlying anger and anxiety for a long time.
Let's end on a light note here. We got to go. But I mean, does the French ambassador just give you a call, or do you just, I mean, how does that work? Is it bonjour?
No,
I'm in Hartford,
you know,
today. I love Mark Twain.
It's funny. He's a Mark Twain fan. He was in town, and we got a heads up. I don't even know whether it came from the French embassy or from Mark Twain House, but we got a heads up, and they asked if I could come over. He was a really interesting guy, and obviously fun to show off one of our great assets.
Yeah, it's cool. All right.
But hey, before I go, yeah. I'm not gonna. I know you want to talk about this, but before I go. We got so much stuff going on in the city this weekend. You've got, among a bunch of other things, you've got Latino Fest over at Dunkin' Donuts on Saturday. You've got Domingo, our first big street closure, sort of street fair party on Sunday.
Yep.
Almost every weekend this summer, there's, you know, amazing festivals, family friendly, fun, and arts and culture. And, you know, I want to promote it because there's just so much good stuff going on in the city.
Yeah.
So maybe next time we can come on and talk a little bit more about
Let's definitely do it. I was at the Bushnell last night to see Hamilton, and
I was on
Pratt Street the other day for an event, and I just love it there. So you're right, Mayor. We need to talk about the good as well. So I appreciate that, and I'm happy to promote all that stuff. So have a wonderful weekend, and hit up Latino Fest if you have the time. Thanks, Mayor.
Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.